Okay, 1 minute recap. Today's daf was daf Samechet, daf 68. We started on Samech Zayin Amud Bet, 67b. We started by talking about a case of, by other nations, if you have people from other nations that marry, we said we go after the male, the child that goes after the male. Whereas if they convert, we go after the pagum, we go after the part that is not kosher amongst them. If let's say, right, the way we explain this, we have an Ammoni, who's prohibited to marry an Am Yisrael, who marries an Egyptian. So if it's a male, it goes after the Ammoni, the father, and if it's a female, it goes after the mother. Part number two of the daf was we said that Kiddushin, was according to the opinion that we brought, Kiddushin does not take effect when it is the person that's getting married is causing a liability of karet. That would be not take effect. Part number three was we spoke about chupat nida. If a woman is nida, and the question was, does kiddushin, does marriage take effect if she's nida, right? We said that we had planned it out in a way that with pills today that it won't happen, but if it does, someone accidentally forgot a day or something and that happened, so la halakha, we brought in the Gemara that chupat nida, that in nida as a kiddushin, marriage, the kiddushin would take effect. Obviously, you need to ask a rabbi in that type of situation. And the last part of the daf, all the way to the Amud Bed, was talking about, what is the pasuk talking about? He says, ki tiyenna la'ish. When he says we have a loved wife and a hated wife, what is that referring to? So we said maybe it's talking about a negative commandment, that negative commandment through marriage, that the marriage would still take effect. And where I said no, it was talking about chayve aseh, positive commandment. That was the machloket. Talking about positive commandment, that we said that's when it takes effect by positive commandment. Let's say you have a kohen gadol marrying a non-virgin. So we said the kiddushin, even though that's not allowed, the kiddushin would still take effect in such a case. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.